This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show, some scamming scammers. Last week, the question was my, she's not even my girlfriend, was my Forex trader who's interested in me, Carolyn, going to be jealous when I brought up the ex-girlfriend? Not only was she jealous, she threatened violence to fake Davin. It was quite scary. Pip was very concerned. Joe was comatose. But that was,
that's all night.
Well, yeah, clearly.
We ran super late.
Yeah.
Poor Joe. Night. He needed his pillow.
He needed a My Pillow.
Yeah.
So that's where we last left off, that she is indeed jealous. But Joe still thinks it's the play for money. And Pip, as I recall, believes that there could be some love in the air, possibly.
Yeah, no, let me add something to that, because I have gas in the tanks, and do you think that she's so violent about that? Because if she thinks that there's another woman there, that woman would be tell you that this, you know, that she might be onto this woman?
No.
Looks like she...
I don't think that's why. I don't know. I don't know why she'd be... Either she wants to go with a romance angle, I don't know. It was kind of shocking that she was that violent about it.
Yeah, you know, and listen to me. I'm not going to kid you. As tired as I was, you did get that. Even I said, something's a little wrong here, man. She's getting a little crazy. Crazy as well. Crazy, Jerry.
I have that effect. I have that effect on scammer girlfriends. Fake Davin is... And if you listen to some of the clips, I have that effect on Pip Helix, too. I was listening to the ones from last week, and I triggered Pip when I questioned my girlfriend at the time, Jane, that maybe she was so upset because she was on her period. Pip got triggered. So
yeah, but,
yes.
Right, yeah, but she got triggered from that. But think about like how crazy, you know, Jane got, because she said some pretty horrendous shit. So much so, Pip almost changed teams, okay?
Wow.
Right? Well,
can you imagine if Joe's already changed teams tonight? If we can have Pip change teams, wow.
Well, but, you know,
a lot of team changing.
The clips are up. I think the clip's about 2 or 3 weeks old. Where we even said, what are you rejoining this? You're joining the scammers? Well, who's team you're on our side here? Now, let's go back to Belinda. When Belinda was taken over by, we believe, one of the scammers, when it wasn't the Belinda we knew, and it was very cut and dry, there never was that element of violent behavior. I mean, it got cold, very terse, very to the point, but never that violent behavior. And at the drop of a hat, you know? So this is very odd. We've never dealt with a scammer like this one before.
She's sassy. I like him sassy. All right.
No, that's a little bit like if you had been in person. This is bordering on domestic violence.
This is bordering on relationships I've had.
You know, like freaking schizophrenia.
Well,
yeah.
There was that time in high school where my redheaded Irish girlfriend said about my Indian female friend, if she talks to you or he sends you a card or a letter, I'm going to rip her, take her long luscious black hair and shove it down her throat.
What? Oh my god!
That was a real thing. You guys met her. You guys met the brunette. She was at my wedding. We don't talk to her
more. No, I know who she is. She was a very attractive girl, but it's like you guys were clearly just friends.
I didn't notice. I was too busy writing roast jokes.
Well, and it paid off, sir. It paid off. The effort was the effort was appreciated.
Happy I got second spot on that, too.
Yeah, well. All right. So the last thing I said to her on September 2nd is I told her, I'm like a roller coaster. The climb can be tough at times, but I will dip you, roll you, thrill you, almost kill you, make you scream, make you laugh, make you wonder what you're doing, and leave you hot, sweaty, spent, begging to take the ride again. Welcome aboard, Carolyn. Thought you were fast asleep, boo. So that's where I left her. And that was, I had given her one more shot to get the fuck out of here, but she would not.
So hey. No, she wants that dope. She wants that dope.
She wants that D. She wants that fake DD.
She wants a big D.
Yeah, that's what she wants. She don't want no giblets.
Anyway. Yeah, deposit. Deposit. The big deposit.
You know, I thought once you admitted you were gay, you'd be a little bit more romantic and embrace love. But you're still an old bitter sawhorse.
I could be a bitch.
Hey, Joe, maybe she's looking for a different kind of deposit.
There you go, Pip. Thank you. All right, September 3rd, 2019, she goes, I needed to see your messages, boo. I go, LOL, sure you did, just hanging on my every word, getting ready to dominate at the office. She goes, yes, dear, woke up quite early today. I ask her how it's going, making big money to buy us that big house with the picket fence. That's what I say to her. She goes, yes, dear, same plan you don't want to be a part of.
Wait, what?
So she's saying I don't want to be part of her office job. Like, you know, this goes back to the sell. I've said no. And she's like, well, you know, we could have that if you would just be part of the team here.
I say.
I go, well, I don't want to live in a big house with a picket fence with you and a bunch of other guys. That's what I say to her. She laughs. I go, has our insta marriage ended? Cat got your tongue? She goes, you have your ways. I go, the question is, do you still want my ways to join your ways and become our ways? Is that a yes, you would, or no, you would not? We go to September 5th. Yes, I really like your ways of doing things. I go, okay then. With my looks and your brain, spectacular things are possible. She goes, yes, things are positive. I love being positive at all times. That is excellent. Of that, I am positive. What's your plan for today? I go, right, and later I'll be seeing some friends, but it really depends on Jen. Jen is the ex.
Oh.
That's a little dagger. That's a little dagger.
What? What? I'm being honest. Fake Davin's being honest. What?
Still, that's a little dagger.
You know.
And the noise that Joe made is the same noise that she made when she read it.
You know, if we can't have honesty.
That's what Tom might would say.
If we can't have honesty in a relationship built on bullshit, I don't know where we stand as a society. So she goes, okay. I go, you approve? I go, what do you have planned? You got quiet, boo. She goes, I'm going to go over some company materials, new signups for the college program. I go, what do you look for when you review the signups? She goes, I help client trade in a market and other not to loss on in trade. Wow, English took a beating in that sentence.
I thought thank you. I thought it was me.
I feel like Joe Biden and Donald Trump worked on that sentence together. I feel like that was a joint effort. I go, I meant the college kids who sign up for the special college program. She goes, they are being taught more about Forex and review their demo account and help analyze. I go, is it hard since you are not much older than they are? She goes, it's all about understanding and willingness to learn. But they are cool and nice. I go, that's good. Maybe some look up to you. She goes, yeah, as a role model. No, as a dominatrix, stupid. I go, that's good.
As a gigantress.
Yeah, as a gigantress. Yeah.
As a role model, you're going to take my money. I look up to you.
I go, that's good. Lots of pressure to be a role model. She goes, yeah, you have to keep up to standard. I go, my God, Jen's late hours are killing me.
That was kind of random.
Well, because it's an exclamation. And because I need to write for a fucking show, stupid.
that's what we're doing. Okay.
She goes, you're leaving now?
The wheels on the bus.
She goes, you're leaving now? I go, what do you mean? And then she goes, Jen's late hour. I go, no, she's at my house. Don't you remember? You were going to shoot me? She goes, LOL, I can't even handle a gun. I go, you don't recall saying you were going to shoot me? She goes, I did, but I wasn't really going to shoot you. I go, you were quite aggressive.
You might want to think it over.
Yeah. Shut up. had to pull that one back. That almost got through. Fuck you. You get over here. Insult, insult. No, no, you don't get to join the team. Come here, you. Get back over here. I see you trying to sneak across. She goes, yeah. She goes, what do you think about us? I'm trying to figure out what you think, to be honest. So she's asking me what I think. I go, what do you think?
Oh, God.
Shut up. She goes, I think you are a great and cool guy. We're going to be great friends.
Oh, she friend-zoned you.
Friend-zoned me.
Well, he deserved it. He deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
It brings to the girl, you know, there's a little touche there, you know? It brings up the girl. Yeah. There's a little stabby thing. Oh, me and Jennifer. Was that the girl's name, Jennifer?
Jen.
Me and Jen. That's a little stabby thing. Well, you know what? Fuck you. We're going to be friends.
Figures you two ladies would take her side. I see how this rolls.
You two ladies. You
girls have to stick together. All right. I get you.
We got to stop right now. I guarantee, probably sometime next year, you and I are probably going on the road, and I get a funny feeling I'm going to be brought up to It's Raining Men again.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. I hope we get to work together so I can make that dream happen. Anyway, so I go, okay, the friend zone. Got it. She goes, I'm not. You never knew what might happen. I go, but if I'm a friend, which is fine, why did you get jealous about Jen? She goes, I have trust issues when it comes to relationships. I don't want to get hurt again. Ugh. I go, I understand that. But if we are friends and not in a relationship, how can I hurt you? She goes, you won't understand. I can't explain. I go, please try. If we are to be great friends, we must communicate. She goes, what if I start catching feelings? That's why I said I don't want to get hurt. At some point, it seemed like you already had feelings for me. She goes, yeah, you're right. But I know you don't feel the same way. Or do you? Oh.
Oh, right. Laying it out there.
All right. So are we going to a romantic relationship, or is this just another ploy for Forex?
I don't know. I think that maybe if I can't scam you on one side, I'm going to try on the other.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, she's full.
I mean, she was catching feelings. That's what I meant to say.
Yes, she's catching feelings.
I think, you know what? I think it's a ploy for Forex, but it's sort of like you're in a she's in a relationship. You know, it's like probably what people experience in a relationship, right? Where we've all been in a relationship where there's somebody you like very much. And they're like, oh, yeah, maybe if you're not doing anything Friday, you know, maybe we can hang out. Oh, well, Jim and I have plans. Who's Jim?
Yeah.
And it's an experience that you have. We've all had it, right? So let's move into present day with this, okay? Well, Jen and I are going to go out. Even though it's a scam and she's working it, you kind of get caught up in it where she doesn't have feelings for you, but she's going to play it that way to make it authentic. Well, you know, we want to be friends, you know, because you could actually play that game without being hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where there's, you know, she doesn't really care for him, but you play that game because, you know what, sometimes it's kind of fun to play that game without, you know, playing the game. Oh, well, maybe we could be friends. She could give a shit less one way or another, but in real life, he had probably went through that, and it's like, yeah, I'll go through this. It's kind of interesting to do it without any emotional connection.
I
see what you're saying.
I think, yeah, you guys underestimate fake Davin's charms. That's fine.
Yeah.
Always underestimated. Anyway, she goes, yeah, you're right, but I know you don't feel the same way, or do you? I go, well, I was thinking I might, but then Sunday happened. She goes, what happened? I go, huh? She goes, I go, sometimes it's like I'm talking to two different people when we talk. And I give her a second. We've been down this road before. She goes, why would you say that? I go, because you seem different. She goes, how do I seem different? I go, one minute you really like me, then you say you don't flirt, then you're jealous, then you add all these men, etc., etc., etc.
Ha, 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 ha.
She goes, that's the trust issue I was talking about. She goes, I'm really sorry if I'm starting to throw you off. You know, I really do like you. I understand.
It's hard not to.
I go, well, how am I supposed to trust you when you won't even see me? As a friend or what? I'm going back to the video chat here. If you really like me, let me see. I got my fucking plan. She goes, we are friends now, but I get jealous. I go, you are the one who adds random men, but you get jealous of what I do? And this is because I'm monitoring her Instagram account.
Stop right there. We want to be friends, but I do get jealous. Look, we've all had the I want to be friends. I really like to be friends speech. Okay, we've all gotten that one. All right?
Yeah.
And when you get that speech, if you want, you know, they don't get jealous. They don't get you because they don't give a shit. You know, so I find that interesting that she said, well, I want to be friends, but I do get jealous. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, like I hate that mixed
speech.
I hate those.
Don't care.
I hate those mixed signals. I've had that now that I think about it. Fucking twat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, oh yeah.
So if you were the girl, you're a nice person. I just want to be friends. If you mention that you're seeing some girl or something like that, they don't get jealous. They say, oh, that's really great, because if they did have feelings, you never would have got the friend speech. So for her to say you want to be friends and have feelings, that doesn't make sense.
It's even worse when you've been down their pants, but I'll digress.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Made all the troll noises and everything. It was a good 2 weeks. Anyway, so she sends me a bunch of sad face emojis. I go, what does that mean? She goes, that's a sad face. I go, I know, but why? She goes, the fact that I add men doesn't mean I have feelings for them. It's mostly for business. So what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think I say to that?
Maybe you ask her if you were just going to be business.
What do you think, Joe?
I don't know, and I'll tell you why. Because I think she said, I do the admin, and it's just for business. I feel that it's just the whole scam to buy into this, where she's kind of. She laid her cards out for a second of what her deal is. I don't know where you want to play this. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I go, I was added for business. Fucking called her, because that's why she added me. She goes,
yeah.
She goes, sincerely, yes, but I caught feelings for you. That's right, you did. That's right, you did. How could you not? How could you not? I'm so damn fucking interesting.
But going back to the other thing, like I said, we've all got the friend speech, you know. And the only thing is when you get the friend speech, you're a nice person. But they don't have those feelings. That's why it's not going to progress anymore, you know. And that's why you get the friends talk. So for her to say you want to be friends, but I have feelings. You had feelings. You really don't want to be friends. You want to pursue it more in a romantic thing.
She's sending mixed signals, which is not good for sales or scamming.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, but to Joe's point about how sometimes you're not in a relationship. You think that there might be something there. So you dip a toe in. Like, you're like, let's go have a drink. But you try to make it like we're just going for drinks after work. Like, we're just pals. But you hope for more, but you pretend you're just friends. So,
but you want to know something? If you're ever in a situation like that where you do have friends with friends, and you do go out for the drink, they will make it so evident to you that they want to be friends without even telling you that. But they make it so, because you can tell if you there's feelings there in both parties, and when there's not. And they will make it, and if they even have an inkling that you might want to take a look, they will make it so subliminal to you that they just want to be friends. So
yeah.
For her to be that, well, I do have feelings. Either you do or you don't. If you do, you would want to pursue it more. So for you to say, I just want to be friends, but I had feelings, that's horseshit.
Yeah, it's really mixed messages.
Which is shocking from a scammer. Anyway, she goes, sincerely, yes, but I caught feelings for you. Go, okay, which you told me to act on, which I did. Then you say, let's be friends. For truthfully, I'm prepared to be friends or maybe even more, but you are all over the place. I'm calling her on the shit. She goes, I'm sorry, babe. I'll change my ways. I'll stop being all over the place, okay? Well, that was easy.
Yeah. And
that's her to you? That's her to you?
Yes. She wants to get on board the D. I go, Carolyn, I asked you once before. I will ask you again. What do you want from me? Friendship, love, sex, money? There is no wrong answer. I'm willing to end this shit right now. Or at least change tactics.
Yeah. Tell me which way I'm supposed to play this.
What do you think she's going to say?
She's going to go into the sales. She's going to go back into the sales pitch for the investment.
And what do you think, Pip?
Oh, no. I think that she realized that you weren't really on board with that, and I think she's going to go more towards, I'm looking for a relationship.
She says, I want friendship, love, and sex. It's a package. It comes together. And the only way you can give me the money is if we do business.
But you can't have that.
Yes, she can.
I mean, look.
Yes, she can.
But if you want to be, but she's stating she wants to be friends, all right? And it's just, if you're in love with somebody, you're their friend.
She was trying to play it off cool, but she understands, you know, Jen's in the picture now. It's shit or get off the pot. She understands fake Davin could be walking out of her life.
Make your intentions known now or forever hold your peace.
I've not driven her nearly crazy enough for her to walk away.
This fake Davin has been rather okay.
But if I was her, I would go, well, I'm concerned about your future. And I feel that investing is an investment in the future. Regardless of what happens between us, I'm caring about you and where you want to go. I mean, I got the golden shovel out right now. However, if that's what her goal is, I care about you with a future. No matter where it takes us, I'm your friend. I care about you. And I feel that going this way would be the best in your interest. If that's where you want to go, that's where you should spell it. I mean, I want love. I want sex. I want this. So what are you doing here? What are you looking to do?
You know, Joe, when you catch feelings, sometimes you get confused, my friend. She is swept up in the fake Davin tornado of love and confusion and kindness and humor. She's all caught up in the swirl like little Dorothy, and she's going to land in Oz. I'm going to create a magical world where flying monkeys are going to be flying on broomsticks and houses are going to land on witches. I'm going to do it all for my girl, Joe. Just be patient.
You know what? You want to know something? You're absolutely right, because like I said, unfortunately, the regular people that are getting scammed are cut and dry. You know, oh, yeah, I would like my future, or I do have feelings, you know, and you want to keep it going. You're switching it up. She doesn't know whether to shit or wine to watch. It goes back to the thing of sales. If you've got the odds are out of 7 out of 10 prospects, if you get 2 to 3 sales, that's a good ratio on that. So if she's got all these prospects, you know, it's still worth to go through what she's going through because to get that, to
but
get
I,
that
but
sale.
I'm taking up a lot of time. So anyway, she goes, I want friendship, love, and sex. It's a package that comes together, and the only way you can give me the money is if we do business. I said, okay, can you please stop adding random guys? Because, you know, I'm trying to stop this scam.
Hold on, what did you just say? The only way we can stay together if we do business?
No, she said the only way you can give me money is if we do business. So she's willing to separate the two. So she's willing to have a relationship with me, it appears, even if I don't give her money.
Oh.
So I go, okay, can you please stop adding random guys? She goes, okay, I'll stop, I promise. Now, this puts a pin in Joe's, a needle in Joe's argument here, where if she can't add random guys, her numbers are going to get cut down. So I'm hurting her business model if it's just to add dudes and try to scam them for Forex or romance. So
maybe on that page, maybe. Now, where was she adding guys? On her Facebook page?
Instagram,
okay. Maybe she could always get it. Do you think that's the only Instagram account she has?
I'm sure of
it. Yeah, I was thinking.
No, I'm sure of it. She's invested in me.
Right. So I could, okay, I'll just start adding random guys. On the other fucking 8 accounts, it's rich raining men.
Yeah, but even...
now you can play the song.
Yeah.
Yeah!
You don't have to wait for me to hit the stage in 2022 in fucking Ohio.
I think I have it here somewhere. Anyway, but either way, I'm hurting business if she can't add guys on that site.
Yeah, on
right.
That site, not the others.
All right, so she
but
goes,
that's good.
She goes, okay, I'll stop, I promise. I go, thank you, that means a lot. You are not the only one who wrestles with the jealousy monster. She goes, yeah, I know that. I go, so we are friends with potential for more? She goes, is that okay with you? I go, yes, it is. I am curious to see where this goes. You have a certain something about you. I will admit, I found her very intriguing, because this was different.
Very, very.
I mean, yeah.
She's coming at you from a different direction than any of the other ones.
Yeah.
I mean, starting with the business model, but then kind of making it personal and stopped bringing up the business. So it's like, huh, she's... I want to, and not yet going for the big money grab.
And wants to talk to me on the phone and has left me a message. That's right, Pip. We're over a month into this and has not gone for the money grab. So it's very interesting.
And it's,
yeah.
But the thing that makes it curious with me, you know, like I said, we've all been through it. When somebody you like tells you, look, you're a very nice guy, I just want to be friends. You're friends, goddamn it all, through the whole soup and nuts, you know. So I don't know where she's going to try to take a romantic angle on that. I mean, you know, and like I said, everybody's gone through it. So even if you're a scammer or not a scammer, you know the parameters you have to work with.
So she goes, me too. Is that something you like? I go, obviously, babe. And she sends some love emojis. I go, ah, nice. Do I get to see you? I think we've established I'm not the crazy stalker guy. Remember she told me that there was a guy who like used to stalk her. That's why she didn't want to do videos.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Out there, no matter who you are, yeah.
She goes, no, you're not the crazy stalker guy. So I go, woohoo, so I get to see you? She goes, yes, you get to see me. Oh.
Oh.
I go, that's great. She goes, I have to go now. Chat you later, dear. I go, okay, I look forward to it. Have a wonderful day.
All right, now look, don't get the confetti bag out yet, okay? Because every time you say that, there's a hill of excuses why we can't or why it can't.
No, no. No.
Well,
no.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
No, no.
And here's the deal. Let's up the ante on that. Now, when it comes to the video chat proposal, through all the scammers, money comes up. I don't have my internet bill. Can you help me with my internet bill? Can you help me with this? She's coming from a place of business. She's got money. She's an independent businesswoman. She's not going to come out and say, I don't have the money to do an internet chat, because that blows her whole business model, because her business is strength and investment, you know, and being strong.
She's blown that angle.
Say what?
She's blown that angle, the poverty angle.
Right.
She mentioned the poverty angle?
No, she's blown the poverty angle.
Right, exactly. So it's interesting where she's going to go. Look. We all know there's going to be a whole host of excuses, but the key thing is, what are they going to be?
You know, I just hate the cynicism, but we'll carry on. September 6, 2019, I go, good morning. She says, morning. I ask her how she is. She goes, I'm good. She asks how I am. I go, okay, a bit upset, but okay. That's the end of September 6th. September 7th, what the fuck happened here?
And who said they were upset?
I said I was upset.
You were upset.
And then there was, yeah, and then no conversation. Just like you lay out that you're upset, and then you don't hear until the next day.
That was September 6th. September 7th, she writes, why?
Okay.
September 8th, I go, I got presented with a business opportunity that was much riskier than I anticipated. I had wanted your opinion since you work so much with risk analysis. She goes, I'm all ears. Talk to me. I go, thanks, but it was time sensitive and I did not hear back from you. Jen saw I was troubled, so she helped me. Maybe the next time you can be my go-to. I did try you first.
Oh.
I love watching Pip's reactions. What's the matter, Pip? What's the matter, Pip?
I just, no, you know what? I know that they're a scammer. I am always, whenever Fake Davin is throwing wrenches in the works, I can't help but react as a woman listening to somebody that you're, you know, trying to get into a relationship with, and it's like, oh, it just hit me in the gut. It's like, oh, I didn't answer you right away, so you went to the ex-girlfriend? Fuck! You know, that's just really irritating.
Well, let's go beyond ex-girlfriends or girlfriends. What did you just read about the decision you had to make? Read that back.
I got presented with a business opportunity that was much riskier than I anticipated. I had wanted your opinion since you work with so much risk analysis.
Keep going.
Then she says, I'm all ears, talk to me. And then I tell her it was time sensitive, and so I had to go to Jen.
See, Jen is a problem. Because Jen, she went to Jen. Apparently Jen's got the answer, okay? Jen, and because Jen has the answer, she might be savvy. This Jen might be savvy on investing, might even be in the business, okay? So not only is Jen your love interest, Jen could be a fucking problem on her trying to get through, because if she starts proposing going into the, what is it, the Forex or whatever,
yep,
going into that, if Jen knows her shit, it could be a problem to the scammer, because it might be going, you know what, this could be a scam or whatever. It's like when you go car shopping, okay, and you know, in sales things, they'll always have, if you have the husband and the wife looking for a car, you know, if you've got the wife there, you know, it could be a problem because there might be objections on the car that you're trying to sell. You have somebody there that could be raising objections. You just told her in a financial decision that you had to make that Jen helped you with the answer, which means that she has knowledge on the subject. She could be a problem because she might be the objection in a pitch that she's making.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to train her to not blow me off for a day at a time. I'm trying to take more of her time. That's what Jen's doing. Jen is working very well for me. At least I'm trying to get her to work well for me. She goes, I'm sorry, but what was it about? An opinion is still an opinion. I go, it's okay. You have your own life. It is, but I commit it. It involves me assuming a lot more risk and financing for a project I am writing. She goes, that's great. That's one of the things I admire in a man. I go, what do you admire? What's this list, LOL? She goes,
but you said the problem was a project that you're writing.
Right. I had to put up a lot more money. I had to put up a lot more money for it.
All right, but still, she lives another day because it's not an investment thing. It's a writing thing for a project. So she lives another day because she knows, all right, Jen's there. That's the information. But she's not. She doesn't look like she has expertise in the field that I'm portraying.
But I've also done something very important there. I've established I have a lot of money on hand that I'm willing to invest. But I'm also establishing I could lose this money. So if she comes around sniffing for money, I could say, oh, I went tits up on the project. But right now, I have money. So she better shit or get off the pot if she wants my money.
Time is of the essence, right?
Yes. She goes, taking risks has given me a lot of benefits. I love people who are focused and resolved. I go, well, I just pushed my chips in, LOL. Maybe I win. Maybe I win. Maybe you become my sugar mama. She goes, I love risk takers. I go, I'll remind you of that when I am broke. She goes, that's it. That's it. Your mindset. You're already thinking like a loser. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Ouch.
I go, gee, thanks. She goes, change your mindset and you can get the world. It's all a thing of the mind. I go, and luck and smart. So I am a loser if this fails? She goes, no. You just talk like you would lose all you invested. You're not a loser. I go, that's good. Otherwise, I'd have to kick your arse. But that was very she gets very aggressive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, she goes, excuse me. She goes, ha ha, you want to hurt your Insta wife? You're a wife beater. I go,
get a t-shirt.
Yeah. I go, LOL, well, you threatened to shoot me and bite. I'm claiming self-defense. She goes, excuses, all excuses. I go, okay, then just a spanking. She goes, ooh, naughty. I go, I am. You got a problem with that? She goes, nah. So we're getting a little flirty now, a little flirty.
Yeah, that's good.
I go, good, my Insta wife is naughty too, and then I give her a devil emoji. One more thing in common. She goes, what do you mean? I go, being naughty. She goes, you tell me, I'm open-minded. In my line of work, being naughty is a prerequisite. So if you're open-minded, that's good. What's your fetish? All right, we're leaving the friend zone right now.
Well, I'll say, what's your fetish is not something that you ask your pals. I mean, I do.
No.
But normal people don't.
And even as a scammer, it's kind of a weird question, but okay.
Yeah.
She goes, what's your fetish? I go, Forex traders.
Nicely done.
Thank you. She goes, ooh. I go, is that a problem? She goes, certainly not. Of course it's not. I know what I'm fucking doing. She goes, I go, good. That would have been awkward if it was, LOL. She goes, no, it's not. So I ask her, I go, what's your fetish? She goes, comedians. I like this one. She's playing.
Nice. Well,
we haven't had it this good since Belinda. You know,
right.
The volleys. I go, lucky for me, I happen to be one. She goes, yeah, boo. I go, I'm happy about that. She goes, me too. Hopefully that this blossoms. I go, do you travel with a photographer? All your pics are on point. She goes, not a photographer, a friend who's just good with the cam. I go, very cool. It all looks very polished. What's going on with you? We haven't talked much this week. What is new and exciting? She goes, just busy with work. A new package was launched. I think she meant launched on this platform. I go, tell me about it. Let's get the sales pitch here. Tell me about it. It's all trading against Australia dollar. The Aussie is a currency that has become a favorite vehicle of traders in recent years. After a multi-decade commodity boom brought the Australian dollar to all-time highs and the U.S. dollar, traders were often attracted by the interest rate differential in the pairing. This allowed traders to earn rollover for being used for Australian dollars to U.S. dollars, while also benefiting from a massive bull run seen in the pair. Of recent tides, and this is complete with quotations, of recent tides have appeared to change as economic difficulties in chips coupled with bear markets in metals and many commodities have created a more opaque picture of the future of Australia's financial prospects. I feel like I Googled that. I feel like I researched those words after she wrote that shit.
That was total cut and pasty of an article.
Oh,
thanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I ask her, I go, you've bought a lot of Australian assets? She goes, how do you mean? If you fucking just knew what you just, the bullshit you copy and pasted, it's a yes or no thing. I'm looking to, or I have, and you know, what are you doing?
I'm surprised she didn't end what she wrote with Reuters. Yeah.
Funny. Right.
Yes. Stupid ass. I forgot to take that out. Who's Reuters?
Yeah.
That guy works with me.
Yeah.
Jerry Reuters.
Reuters.
Jerry Reuters, a hell of a guy.
Yeah.
I go, well, if you're bullish on Australia, I thought you might be gobbling up some of their stocks and commodities. I think China will be fine. They can play the long game. She goes, why don't you invest in this? It's a nice package. She's not answering shit.
Nope.
No.
She doesn't know the answers.
I go, well, what do you think I say?
You should say that you just invested your money in the writing opportunity.
What do you think, Joe?
I think you're gonna call her bluff a little bit more. You know why? Because she had so many $100 words in that. For the normal person to be like, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about, but she must know something. You know, where we're looking at it and go, boy, what a cut and paste job that was, Jesus Christ. You know, so with that still in the air, you might go back and see if you can poke her a little bit.
I go, most of my liquid assets are currently in that project I was telling about. Is your money going into the package? And pip for the win there. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, cool. We'll take a trip to Melbourne to visit your money. And then like time passes. She doesn't respond. I go, goodbye or gotta go or peace out or till next time. Clearly is not your strength. It's weird, you weirdo. She just signed off. September 9, 2019. I go, hi and goodbye. I'm now saying goodbye after every message since you never say it. I'm getting a little fucking annoyed. Fake Davin doesn't like this. She goes, sorry, dear. How are you? Very much busy. I go.
You want to know something? You want to know something? It's interesting that you're getting ballsy at this juncture, because you kind of indicated to her that the money is pretty much going into the writing project. So as somebody that's a scammer and somebody that's trying to use an investment scam, why am I sticking around? You know, fuck it. You know, looks like it's going into this. I got to move on. I got these other guys to scam. So it's interesting if she's going to stick around.
Well, I am fascinating. We'll see. I go on Sunday. I think we will be in each other's friend zone for quite some time. Sad face. We are both so busy. There may not be time for seeing if we can make this more right now. See ya. I wrote that, see ya. And then I wrote back later on. I go, but I am glad you are busy doing what you love, even if it means I don't get to learn more about you and experience the wonderful woman I am sure you are. Peace out. So she writes back later on, really? I go, I'd like to give it a shot. I just don't want to be a burden. She goes, if you say so, though, because I don't see it as being a burden. I go, okay, then maybe I'm mistaken. Can we talk on the phone tomorrow? She goes, okay, dear, I'll be busy with clients tomorrow, though, but holla at me when you're free. I go, well, I make my own hours, so I'm quite a bit more flexible. She goes, okay. I go, I'd like to get to know you better. We started off quickly, but... So then I tried to video call her, but she did not pick up.
Ah!
Mm-hmm. Of course she didn't.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Ah, all right.
Yeah, you do.
We get it.
She goes, can't pick your calls. Can't pick your calls. Still having a conversation with clients over our new package. I go, it's almost 1 a.m. And we will leave it there.
She's an international person. She could be talking to anybody anywhere. It's a good excuse.
It is a good excuse. But fake Davin's not having it. So,
no, of course he's not.
So what do you think? Where are we with this?
It's really hard to tell. She did not push on you the new package information. You asked about it. So I still think that this is more going to be like, I'm going to try to get through to you by making a relationship.
My take is that if the money's going to the project, why am I even sticking around? Why am I going to go if the money is going there? What I would do is if I feel that there's still a chance, I would poke at the project. Where we are with the project? Has the money been invested? Where are we going? If it's still on the table, I would stick around. But if it's just so self-evident that this money is going to the project, I gotta go.
So now, a week or 2 weeks ago, you both said you felt this would go on to October and the relationship would be like a total of 4 months. Now, Joe, it sounds like you're thinking you might have to hop off that train.
Because you entered the project in there. I mean, sometimes, you know, you look at what you're putting into a sale, and it's like, I'll give an example. There's an order that I'm working on right now where there is a $5 fee to process this thing. And there was a $25 expedite fee, okay? So I, you know, wrote up the order and this and that and the other thing. It turns out the vendor goes, oh, there's no expedite fee anymore. So there goes $25. And then, you know, it's just $5. I must have spent $30 on the order, you know? And I'm just, my margin is gone. So you have to look, when you're pursuing an order, you have to look how much of your time is going into getting the order, because that time comes off your margin. So
yeah.
if I'm going back and forth, I mean, there's a whole thing about, you know, I read articles about firing your customers, where you tell your customers, you know, we don't want to do business with you anymore, because sometimes it's just so much of a hassle, your margin is gone, so why bother with it? That's the thing. If you looks like you're gung-ho on investing, what's my impetus here? Why, I got to waste more time because the money's going there. So, it's going to be interesting next week where, her deal is.
I still think that she's going to hang in there because there's more than one way of getting money out of a customer.
Yeah, however, if where that money, is that going to the project? Because if it looks like it is, trying to get the money, but if it's gung-ho and it looks like, this is where it's going, how much more of my time am I going to invest? Because the odds are against me now.
I
want to be friends. I don't want to get romantic. these are all variables to get the order. If it's so evident that the order is not going to be coming, and I can't question the objective, because basically sales and closers are good at questioning and overcoming objectives.
Yes.
If that objective is so evident that it's there and there's nothing you can do, then you got to decide, well, you know what, I got to go, because my margin is going to be nothing to overcome this objective. She wants to be a businesswoman, that's the way she's got to think. So the ball's in her court moving forward.
Yeah, but you're a good salesman, and she doesn't know anything or even pretend to know anything about her product. She's a bad saleswoman. I think she's still going to hang in there.
She may be a good scammer. And if she's a scammer, you got to remember she's a scammer they probably have somebody to report to see how much time they're wasting. She could move on to other people, because this is a show. We're doing entertainment. We're doing a service here. The other people are not. The other people are scamming or not. So it's not like, so it's like you could go to them and concentrate on them. Why are you dealing with him, who's just going to put you on and on? He doesn't know we're doing the show. But it's fairly evident where I've got this order, where my margin is nothing. Why am I wasting my time with this shit where I can go to the other seven people?
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know.
Either way, it seems like you guys have been are still trying to guess what's going on here. So that means it's a good scam.
It's been a very interesting scam. And how long have you been doing the scammer thing? 7 years now?
Probably more. Yeah. More than that.
This has been, and this 7 years and the continuation of this story, it's different than anything we've ever touched on. That's what's making it interesting, and we'll see where it goes. That's why we're all like, Dad, what do you guys think? And it's like a couple of times I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
If you've also noticed, this is not an outrageous fake, Davin.
No.
I can't get like completely batshit on this one.
Because she's portraying herself as a businesswoman. Out of pretty much, 75% out of a romantic context. So it's when you're doing business, you can't act wacky. You have to, keep some sense of decorum as you go with this.
Right.
All right. Well, good show tonight. We'd like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at home. Thank you, Russ. Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and, of course, you letting the performer know how much you're enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business, whether it is one of our comedy club-style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers. Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Laughathomecomedy.com, 551-404-3094. All right,
actually got a plug.
Get the fuck out.
I got a plug. I'm actually doing an outside show this. Yeah, actually going to be finally after 5 months, I got a spot. I'm going to be doing an outside show, One Eye Jackson, Bethpage, this Friday at 10:00.
There you go. That should be fun. I'm not going to ask you. Never mind. A lot of them look horrible, and it looks like you get compensated in the same way. Horrible. I hope this is better on both accounts.
You know what we were discussing? My next scheduled gig is at Mohegan with Adam, and I have who knows if I got spots, and I just got this quick 10 that I want to work on, and we're getting to late August, so, the offer is, so I'm going to take it. Happens, I'll let you know on Tuesday.
All right, tune in for that fun show. Everybody enjoy the convention. I haven't really watched any of it, but,
I didn't see any of it either.
No, not yet.
Stay safe, everybody. I got a bunch of shit I'm dealing with. Maybe tonight I'll get some sleep. We'll see.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Worried about Maui.
Yeah,
poor
me
poor
too.
Baby.
Yeah, me too.
I'll pray to St. Francis.
Thank you. That's a good one, right? Francis is a good
one? That's the one.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
That's the patron saint of animals.
Oh, thank you, John.
Yeah.
That's nice. Very nice. All right. Thank you all for listening or watching and or both. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on.